Peace, everyone. How you doing? Welcome to the World Doctor Google Hangout. As you can hear, we're going live on Blog Talk Radio. The title over there is Hassan Campbell. Y'all know the topic. A lot of people want to call into his show and talk and stuff. So I'm going to give people an opportunity to call in here and talk so y'all can hear from the audience and hear from the people just as well as, you know, y'all listen in over there and hear the audience and hear the people. You know, everybody got an opinion there. Everybody got something to say on the matter. I was watching after he hung up on me yesterday. I didn't get to see the whole thing, so I watched some more of it today. And I see a so-called Hebrew Israelite, a one faking and phony, calling in talking about, you know, Israel doctrine, this and that, and how he dealing with Sarnetta. When y'all just had the whole Hebrew Israelite community up there in New York dealing with Sarnetta during the time that Tommy Sotomayor came to the thing. And whatever Hebrew Israelite that is, or whoever they call themselves, I didn't see nobody crying and complaining about that. You know what I'm saying? I see Poppy doing a good job with his propaganda and lying and everybody trying to rewrite the narrative and rewrite what's going on. Once again, though, there's no rewriting what's going on. As long as I got breath in my lungs, I'm going to be talking about what's going on. There's no revisory of what's going on. At the end of the day, as I stated, my argument always been that this brother had the power to put Bambaataa in a very, very, very awkward situation for us being locked up or being put on trial, whether if it was for criminal charges or any kind of punitive damages or whatever, whatever. He could have got a legal situation going and had Bambaataa brought up before a court of his peers and stuff. He could have cried to Ali Muhammad and got him brought up in the Aboriginal group or something. And he could have been attacking Ali Muhammad for saying, how could you have him a part of that group and not bring him up on charges and different things. There's a lot of things this brother can do. I don't want to hear no excuses that he got a family. If he had a family, he should have shut up then and never said nothing. He said he was ready to die. He chose to come out, and he was fighting hard. He was ready to die. That's what he said. If he wasn't ready to die and he wasn't ready to go hard, then he shouldn't have said he was ready to die and ready to go hard. That's what he said. Y'all don't hold a man to standards and to his words, but you want to come at me based up off his propaganda and bullshit. You know what I'm saying? All he going to do is get one of y'all killed or get one of us killed. Either way it go, it don't matter to me. I'm not afraid of death. I got to keep telling y'all that because it seemed like everybody getting shaky when this death thing get brought up. I'm not afraid of death. Let it circulate. I have no problem. One by one, we all going to die anyway. I have no problem with death. So propaganda, whatever it is, if one feel froggy enough to want to do something based up off of her son, Camel propaganda, do so. Do so. I have no problem with that. I have not worked for Sarnetta. I do not work for Sarnetta, and I will not work for Sarnetta. But I will use his platform whenever he give me the opportunity to do so, just like everyone else in the community. Y'all don't cry about no fucking Divine Prospect when he go over there. Y'all don't cry about Tazariak when he go over there. You don't cry about Zion Lex when he go over there, or any of them other fucking Hebrew Israelites. I'm not a Hebrew Israelite, never claimed to be. So if you a Hebrew Israelite and you talking about, this, that, hey, whatever the fuck a Hebrew Israelite do ain't got shit to do with me. You see what I'm saying? Remember that. Take note of that. Whatever a Hebrew Israelite do ain't got shit to do with me. They can go kill a motherfucker, blow up a World Trade Center, do whatever they want. Any terroristic act, anything, ain't got shit to do with me. I'm not a Hebrew Israelite. Never claim to be, never will. Right? So any of you Hebrew Israelite that's in y'all feelings, fuck you. Now, that's just the deal with that and that brother over there. If you was watching and paying attention to both sides, you could be calling in today and talking to the man himself and not talking behind my back on some hoe-ass shit like the nigga you called in. That nigga talked to Michael Edwards. He talked to other people. He ain't gonna talk to me because he know he can't keep up his facade fucking with me. Once again, where is it I'm slandering or making false accusations, as he say? His words is his words. He spoke them and I use his words. So when I say he took down his Facebook video, did he not take down his Facebook video? And then taking down his Facebook video, is it not allowing Bambaataa to still be on a cover up, a blanket, a darkness to the community? They not being enlightened about the act that he committed or that he's committing? Call in 646-787-1595. Call in. Is he not doing that when he take down his Facebook video? Hell yeah, he doing that. You know that. I know that. He know that, and everybody else knows that. When he takes down his video and he's not fighting, but he was ready to die, then he's helping Bambaataa out. He's not hurting Bambaataa. Having a video out there saying he's a pedophile hurts him. Taking it down doesn't hurt him. Right? So then he go to the council meeting and sit up in there with him. This is what he said. How the fuck I know what he did if he didn't say he did it? Right? So he go up in there. He had a council meeting. And when he do the council meeting, he agree to keep the video now and not to say nothing about what he said in the video. I reneged. I don't believe what I said no more. I'm with y'all. I agree. I ain't gonna say nothing about it. I'm gonna keep it hush hush. I'm not gonna say nothing about it. At this point, is he not conspiring with them to keep quiet about the situation? But then he comes out and say anybody that covers up or anybody that stand by anybody and anybody that does this is a no good piece of shit and this, that, and everything else. So now if I call him a no good piece of shit by his own standards, you mad at me? Huh? Are you mad at me? When he declared himself a no good piece of shit and everybody that stand beside all the different people that covered this shit up, is he not a no good piece of shit at this point? Yes, he's a no good piece of shit by his own admission. So you mad at me for going at a no good piece of shit that's covering up just like everybody else was covering up? And if Ron Savage don't come out, he still don't uncover the secret because he done took an oath and agreed with these motherfuckers? Huh? Call into the number if y'all want to talk. Y'all want to chat? Shit, I'm giving you some live chat. Well, you can call in. 646-787-1595. Shit, y'all like the chat room? Call in. You talk and say the wrong thing, I'm going to hang up on you. And you can be on the opposite side. I'll argue with you. Long as you be respectful, it's cool with me. I don't give a fuck. I'll argue with you. I'm able to face public scrutiny or whatever. Michael Edwards, if this you, you're going to get hung up on. Peace. Hello? So, unknown number, crazy caller, but as you can see, it's getting attention. It's time to get niggas' attention. 443, what's up? How you doing?
I got a question.
It's getting attention.
I mean, from my viewpoint, because I watch all
hey,
this.
Hey, one second. You got the video playing in the back. You're going to have to turn it off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So turn it down.
Okay. From my viewpoint through all this, most of this stuff that people go through when it comes to a traumatic, post-traumatic stress disorder, so post is after, then you got traumatic and you got stress, you know what I'm saying? You got become a disorder, so it's out of range. It messes up the psychodrama, you know what I'm saying, which is the mind. I'm not trying to be real long with it, but I went through some stuff when I was a kid, you see what I'm saying? So I know how you get misneglected and stuff like that. It get real crazy. And, you know, you say anything. You know what I'm saying? But I don't understand what Poppy going through. You see what I'm saying? I don't understand what going through. But, I mean, I just think this is just crazy, man. I don't know. I've been watching all of this. I just say that. This stuff
crazy,
is
man. But look, as a straight man, I can't understand that if I was in a situation, because everybody's saying if you was in a situation, what I would do. If I was in a situation and some man was touching me when I was a youngster,
right,
and I felt like I couldn't do nothing about it. But soon as I hit puberty, a good little age, and I'm out here shooting guns and stuff, that nigga the first nigga I'ma shoot. That nigga the first nigga to die. He the first one on my hit list if I don't like what he was doing to me and I had a problem with what that nigga was doing to me. If you hung on me at any time, I'ma try to fuck you up. So he said Bambada was hurting him, harming him. He was fucking with him. And once he got of a certain age, he didn't fuck Bambada up for it. My brother bust my lip, my oldest brother. He about 20 years older than me. He tried to give me a whooping. I said, I ain't sitting down and taking no whooping from you. You can whoop my ass now because you a grown-ass man. I'm a 14-year-old kid in a sense. Now, you might whoop my ass, but I'm not going to sit down and submit to no ass whooping. You see what I'm saying? He bust my lip. I said, when I got of age, I was going to fuck him up for that. Now I was 14. He bust my lip. Now if a motherfucker touching me on some, trying to fuck me or do some crazy shit, when I'm getting old enough, I'm going to try to kill the nigga. And yeah, he taking pictures and shit and going shopping with Bams and accepting gifts and shit. As a straight heterosexual man, I'm like, that's some homosexual shit, homie. Now, maybe I'm wrong, but you proved me wrong.
I'm going to tell you two stories. One story is this. When I was younger, I had to actually, like, do sexual favors for food. You see what I'm saying? You know, I'm not going to put my business out there, but I had to do sexual favors for food. That's basically it. And my mother found out. And, you know, my mother was angry as shit, but she didn't know what to say because that was my babysitter at the time. So she was like, dang, you know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck, man? Like, this is the... I said, Ma, calm down. Because most of the time, they're the ones that, most of the people that do the stuff like that, that do the sick shit like that, they're the ones that get raped. You see what I'm saying? And then they just go, and it's prolonged over and over again. Most of the people, they got raped, and they get raped, and somebody else get raped, and then they do something, then, you know, it messes with their mind. You see what I'm saying? So,
yeah, I mean, I understand that portion that it messed people up, and that's how a lot of people turn into this alternative sexual life and things of
right.
that nature. I mean, I understand. I watch Antoine Fisher. I've heard stories. I done talked to plenty of victims and stuff where they say, well, you get confused because though they abusing you, they sexually abusing you, and when dealing with sex, it brings a certain good feeling with it. You know, because it's sex. Sex is good. It's supposed to feel good so you can reproduce.
Right.
So, and you know, I understand. I didn't talk to people like that. It ain't like I ain't dealt with abuse or talked to people with abuse. That's why at the same time when this thing came out and it was like, hey, community, come help me. What's going on? Let's talk about it. Let's deal with it. My platform was one of the major platforms that dealt with the stuff. But when I talk to him on the phone and he telling me that Sarnetta a piece of shit and I want to kill him and stuff like that, then we had an interview instead of him, you know, saying stuff about Sarnetta in a negative way. He started acting like he the most positive man in the world. And he talking about Tazariak and Irritated Genie and them saying they cool and he thank everybody for doing stuff. But now, like he's saying, they left him, they abandoned him. If you felt like that, then you don't tell me that shit on one end of the phone. Then when we have an interview, you say some other shit. I know you about bullshit. Now I know you to be a lying-ass nigga. Now I'm going to check you out even more, your story out. And when I did that, I come to find out that this nigga was in agreement. He was agreeing with everything. I didn't really hear him like that at first until I realized that he was a lying-ass nigga when I talked to him personally.
Well, I mean, the only thing I can say about that is, like, my parents got divorced, right? But my mother had, you know, sometimes you got friends. I'm not sure if it's like that. If it's, I don't know, like I said, I don't understand what probably going through. But sometimes you got friends that influence your ear, and you would listen to them. Sometimes you would get, like, so hyped up, and you would get so influenced by feelings, you wouldn't even know what to do. And you would do something drastic and crazy, and you'd be like, damn, maybe I should have stepped back and just thought about it for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So
it's simple. The old school cat, he dead now. Half paint or whatever, half whatever, that brother. He said he went to go pee. Bam came in there, act like he had to pee. Well, act like he had to go find something. He looked in the medicine cabinet, wasn't nothing there. So then he act like he had to pee, so he whipped his dick out and got over the toilet with him. And so he seen Bam thing, and he tensed up and was like, what the fuck? This shit ain't right. Nigga, if you got to pee, you wait or whatever. Whatever, you know, he ain't say all that, but I'm just. So Bam sensed that he went down with the shit. He tensed up or whatever. Her son say, well, he been molested before. And since he was molested, when Bam whipped his dick out on him or did whatever, he didn't tense up. He was like, oh, this shit again. And so Bam knew that he could take advantage of him because he was easily taken advantage of before. He accepted the lifestyle. He accepted the shit. So Bam.
But like sometimes, I mean, cut you off, but sometimes, you know, like, all right, let's say, I don't even want to say I would be, let's say if I was in a similar situation like him, you know what I'm saying? And I know this guy is like a top guy, you know what I'm saying? He putting people through. You know what I'm saying? He a connect. And I'm like, dang, man, you know, if I just get with him or chat with him, it's the same way in high school you got cliques. You know what I'm saying? And you like, all right, then, you know, it's just a simulation of cliques or whatever. It's just a you know, so-called, you know, cool people, so-called. And you like, damn, if only I could get with that chick right there. You know what I'm saying? I could own this damn school. You know what I'm saying? It's the same, you know. That's the way I see it. You see what I'm saying? Maybe if I get with that chick right there, and then I be with that chick, right? I be with the cool chick for like a couple of times, and then she end up, you know, doing me dirty. But you know, I still got that respect with you. You see what I'm saying?
You don't have to get that deep in it. Bam bothered them. What's the click? That was the Zulu Nation. They was the strongest shit in the Bronx River. This, that, and the other shit. Bam bothered showed them pictures and shit. As he said, Ahmed told him Bambada had a B.O. dick in his mouth. I ain't lying on him. I got the audio. He said B.O. was getting sucked off by Bambada. He baby B.O. So he was getting sucked off by Bambada like B.O. did, his hero. And as he keep telling you, he tried to keep it as coded as possible. When he looked in the book and he seen his heroes and different people that he looked up to, B.O. or whoever, up in that book, you know, he said, fuck it, I'm in the long line of this shit. He agreed to come in. So if it was a homosexual-ass Zulu Nation gang, and they was like, your initiation is to suck my dick, or I suck your dick, or we have an orgy, and you agree to that shit, then you in the clique. That's what it took to get in the clique. You got in the clique. So now that it comes out that you did this sick shit to get in the clique, and your clique is full of homosexuals.
All right, I'm going to tell you something. See, my dad, right? I ain't going to put my name out there. My dad, right? He a Mason. He told me that when you get into the Red Lodge, when you get into the Red Lodge, right, they do a lot of hazing. They said that, you know, that's the way to keep that secrecy in tight. You see what I'm saying? When you go into the Red Lodge, you hazing. I so-called a Prince Hall Mason, man, because from what my dad told me, the white Masons and the black Masons, they separate. I don't know why. I really don't know why. They just segregated like that until they accept you, until you say, yeah, you can come into our lodge or whatever. But anyway, you know, when you go into the hazing part, they got something called Chis Abdul. I don't know what the hell my dad talked about when he said kiss Abdul, but basically he said kiss Abdul. So I was like, you know, my dad was making a joke about it or whatever. And they got something called Rob the Camel. Like, they actually teach you, you know, if you look at the Masonic books or whatever, my dad said he can not show you, but, you know, he can basically say they got books out there to show you what the, huh?
Yeah, we heard a lot of this stuff already on, I mean, social media and internet, it's all about.
This is the most important part. The thing is, though, is that the hazing got so bad, like all fraternities and sororities, they got a hazing part. Now, when the hazing part got so bad that they was actually suing the Prince Hall Freemason, the Prince Hall, they was suing them. You see what I'm saying? But sometimes people under contract. You see what I'm saying? People don't understand.
Yeah,
you assign something, you under contract.
Brother,
you can't say certain stuff.
Brother,
you can't do certain stuff. You see what I'm saying?
We understand all that thing. I mean, this whole Illuminati shit been out here since 96 and shit. Anybody that don't know about motherfuckers taking blood oaths, taking fuck oaths, or whatever type of oaths you took, that's what it is.
Right.
That brother took oath. That brother was a part of that organization, and that's what that organization was built up on, founded up on since the 70s, been by the fucking little boys. So he wanted to be a part of it. That's what he was a part of. And, yes, that's statutory rape, considered molestation and everything, pedophilia and stuff, but that was the culture. Culture dictated, and that's what he was a part of. So, you know, to a degree, he didn't want to come out because he didn't want to say he was a part of a sick-ass Zulu Nation culture where they was fucking each other and committing orgies with each other. That shit makes people say, oh, well, nigga, you gay. You a faggot. And he don't want to be called that. But that nigga got a retardation, man. He got some fucked up genes anyway, man. That's all. That nigga retarded, man. He got problems, man.
I mean, I'm a little smirking right now because, like, I don't know what they went through. I don't know if it's contract. Like, I really don't know. Nobody don't know the story.
They was fucking Bambada, and Bambada was fucking them, whatever it was. Agreeable, ungreeable, if he put a gun to their head, that's the only thing that need to be understood. Bambada was fucking them, and they was fucking Bambada. They had a fucking sexual relationship. That's all that need to be understood. Now the thing is, how do you deal with that? Were they underage? Was it illegal? What was this and what was that? It's simple as this, that, and keep it moving.
Right. I mean, like I said, he was me.
Was you 14? Did he?
Like, for instance, I didn't tell you this part, but the first story I told you, I had you sexual favors for food. Like, after the incident happened, you see what I'm saying? My mother met up with the person, and they just kind of behind doors say, you know, I'm not going to get you arrested. Because my son don't, you know, really understand. He didn't understand what you was doing, but, I mean, he forgive you. You see what I'm saying? So I forgive her. You see what I'm saying? Because I know hurt people. I know she went through a rough life. So I forgive her. You see what I'm saying? But the only thing is that, you know, sometimes, you know, you forgive the person. You gotta forgive them. You know what I'm saying? I know it's hard.
You could call this self-forgiving, Bam, and shit. That's what I'm saying. The whole thing is, it's like people is not listening to the story or never listen to the story. If you listen to him tell the story, and if you listen to the little shit that I done played, the man that told you everything, it ain't no fucking guessing no more. He done told you everything you need to know. It's simple as that. That nigga don't want Bam to go to jail. He don't want this and he don't want that. Now since all this shit done went a year later and shit, he's calling for his death. He's calling for his arrest. He's calling for other shit. He's trying to change his whole damn position and shit, saying he gave the man time and now time is up and everything. But the fact that you gave him time, you allowed the nigga to escape. You allowed the nigga to go to Brazil. Don't say because I'm over here telling people that you was a co-conspirator with them, that I allowed them to go to Brazil and that shit. You know what I'm saying? I just turned up in the last couple of days on his ass. No, I ain't have to have no business turning up on Bam because I ain't got no evidence. I don't know what the fuck he did. He ain't sucked my dick. He ain't sucked my partner dick. He ain't sucked nobody I know dick. So at the end of the day, fuck sucker, whatever he did to the people in Bronx River Projects, that bitch ass nigga could have went into Bronx River and started a fucking campaign and had every nigga in Bronx River that got molested to stand up against that nigga and file a civil suit against his ass or take him to criminal court. When you hear about shit going on overseas with the Zulus allowing them to do the shit in Brazil or wherever the fuck else, UK or whatever, that nigga didn't do shit. Now, I admit, like he say, with y'all getting at me, y'all ain't getting at Ron Savage. With Ron Savage, say he whatever the fuck, he got Stockholm or whatever. He was on the council from the deal with shit. This nigga talking about he got Stockholm and ain't never seen a motherfucking psychiatrist.
I mean, the only thing I can really say is that, you know, sometimes when those type of things happen, it do you get them reoccurring emotions again, and it mess your libido up. I mean, just for me, I can only go from where I'm walking.
Brother, I don't want to be insensitive, but as black people, we all done been fucked up. They didn't call child abuse what they did to us when they whooped our ass back in the day. When you get whooped with a goddamn broom and stick and beat upside the head and motherfucking use big ass extension cords and double dutch and fuck you up and beat you up and leave you have to leave a mark on your ass. We all been abused in different ways and shit by people that was raised by people that was in slavery that abused us. They beat the shit out of us and kicked our ass around. We all done had some kind of fucking abuse. You know what I'm saying?
Right, you right. I mean, I'm just saying, sometimes you got to vent it out. Sometimes you got to vent it out, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes you got to go, I mean, I don't know if you got to do it. Sometimes you just got to vent it out. And, I mean, it just, all right, for instance, this might get a little metaphysical now. I'm very sorry for saying this. But, for instance, they got something called a rite, which is a ritual. And a ritual means an action. For instance, the OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, when you turn a knob a number of times, you get a certain feeling. And that's the action that you do. So, this is what I do is that when I get reoccurring emotions, I would write something. I would write poetry real quick. You know what I'm saying? It's like me casting a spell. I say, you know, if I'm angry, I'll write something about me being angry. And you know what I'm saying? Just that and the third. And it would go away. You see what I'm saying? And I would do that. You know what I'm saying? So, sometimes you just got to vent it out. And sometimes, you know, when the public see it, you get a sense of, you know, relief. I'm just saying, this from coming from, I don't know, man. That's just how I feel, you know. But
I mean, I done had people over here, and they done talked about that, writing classes and stuff. Oh, that's good. We not talking about that. The whole thing is I'm trying to get that bitch or some of them weak-ass niggas to call in that got an issue and got some shit to say about me. You ain't got no shit to say about me. My whole thing is...
I don't have shit to say about nobody, man. I just feel for y'all, man. I'm serious. I love every last one of y'all. Y'all hope y'all do good.
I'm not for no reflection shit, man. I ain't for no reflection shit. Everybody quit running from this goddamn subject and shit, just like I called his ass yesterday. Nigga, you got something to say? Here I is. I'm right here. Don't be a bitch and hang up and then talk to the next motherfucker about me. You know what I'm saying? Michael Edwards, don't be trying to use my mother for your shit, nigga. You put my mother out there on some bitch ass shit, put a picture out there and shit. That's why people know where a picture at and doing shit with a picture today because of your bitch ass. So don't be trying to use her for that. You know what I'm saying? Which you can do whatever the fuck you want. It still don't hurt me, but I'm just letting it be known that in the public, that bitch ass nigga don't give a fuck about my mother. He did some silly, dirty ass shit and started this whole shit with another dude. Then Basim did the shit and stuff. So all them bitch ass niggas that try to pull that shit and anybody else that try to pull it in the future that think, oh, that's his emotional button, do that. Nigga, I ain't in no position to do nothing physical to you, so you ain't finna move me. You ain't finna move me with that shit over no internet. I just see it as a weak-ass move as a nigga that ain't got shit else to do or say that you want to play the mother game, your mama. You know what I'm saying? That shit we used to do with kids. So, you know what I'm saying? These
but
niggas
I got
though, man. They just try to... Go ahead.
Okay. I got a question to ask you. So, how do you feel about him actually, like, how do you really, really, really feel about all this? Like, all of this, regardless, like, let's say if we take Poppy out of the situation, we take everybody else out of the situation, how do you feel about all this about, you know, in general about molestation and like how you do you feel angry wise? I don't mean if I'm messing myself up. What I meant to say was is that how do you feel about all this, you know, like really? Like how do you feel?
Molestation is fucked up. What the fuck you think I think about that?
Okay.
What you got think about that? Somebody molesting children? That shit fucked up. What the fuck you want?
Right.
You think? But you thought I was gonna say something else? That ain't even a question to ask.
Oh no, because sometimes I listen. This guy angry, man. This guy angry.
Listen, brother. We can't talk over each other. Rape, all that shit. Biblically, the Bible is against it, and I was against it before I ever read the Bible, and it said it was against the shit. I'm a motherfucking righteous person, even when I wasn't dealing with the Bible. I was raised by righteous people. Shit, so if I didn't get it firsthand from the book, I still got it secondhand from the people that I lived around. My motherfucking family don't do shit like that. Nigga, we ain't them to molest the motherfuckers and having family orgies and motherfuckers having incest and that shit. That shit ain't in my family. It might be in some other motherfucker family, but it ain't mine. It might even be in my cousin's family, but it ain't in my immediate family with my brothers and sisters and siblings and nieces and nephews and shit. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know nothing about that shit. That shit is fucking detestable. So.
All right, this is my last question. Okay, so. After that, I know I'm glad you said it's effed up. I don't like cussing. But I'm glad you said it's effed up, but like, you know, like you just, I don't know, man, you gotta see where people come from, man, because I mean, I know this is YouTube, you gotta make the money, you know,
man.
But
hey, look, if you're coming from a fucked up place, I don't give a fuck where you coming from. I'm not trying to see where you coming from. You coming from a fucked up place. That's all I'm saying. Her son Campbell come from a fucked up place. He was raised fucked up. His motherfuckers didn't teach him right. He wasn't raised with the right proper morals and guidelines and shit. His mama, he says mama whooped his ass, but he still went down there and let Bam suck on his dick and shit. So, I mean, I don't know what the fuck. That's that man fucked up life. All I was trying to do was trying to help him out as much as I could in his fucked up life, give him a motherfucking blueprint on how to deal with the shit. Just like I just dealt with a transnational fucking criminal organization. This nigga, he can't do no research. He ain't smart. He ain't intelligent. The motherfucker retarded. The motherfucker got a retard old gene. So at the end of the day, you see what I'm saying? This nigga didn't know what the fuck to do. He ain't even know how to get YouTube dollars until Kev Gill told his dumb ass to get YouTube dollars. You know what I'm saying? Until the stupid motherfucker asked the question in the chat, nigga, pedophilia and molestation and shit is a fucking worldwide issue. It ain't no fucking New York issue. He's a stupid motherfucker. That's the matter with people. They stupid motherfuckers. They try to make stupid ass arguments and limited arguments. I don't make stupid and limited arguments. Fuck New York City, far as I'm concerned. This shit ain't got nothing to do with New York City. This shit just happened to happen in New York City. This shit happened in the world, though. Ain't New York City a part of the world? Well, fuck, quit looking at a little part of motherfucking United States. America, nigga, look at the whole goddamn world. It's a crime against humanity. Wherever you find a human being that, if motherfuckers fucking with their children and molesting their children and shit, that's called a fucking crime against humanity. The youth of humanity. Stupid motherfuckers. That's why there ain't shit been happening, because too many motherfuckers out here stupid and ain't trying to make shit happen. All them motherfuckers sit up there in Harlem claiming that they smart, intelligent and shit, morals and this and that and everything else, and they know about law, but y'all know how to take care of Bambada and get that nigga locked up if he really did that shit, or get that nigga leased up under some shit to say yes, he was a pedophile by having that shit in some type of court or something. But I understand when you got the victims talking about, I love the nigga and I don't want to see no harm come to him. All I want to do is see him go to the doctor and so we can talk about this Stockholm shit together. But go ahead and talk a little bit, brother, because we got a couple more minutes and they gonna cut you off.
That's all, y'all. I'm gonna keep y'all my prayers, you know, all y'all, because you know I just watch all this and just like, man, like, I just wish it go back to information again. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes I just gotta leave people alone, let them vent, let them do what they gotta do, because they gotta get it out. You know what I'm saying? But God, if it don't even make no sense to you, sometimes you just gotta get it out. You know what I'm saying? So, trouble if you can. If you can't, just like, all right, brother, give him the thumbs up. Be like, all right, brother, good. You know, I hope you do the best for yourself.
Yeah, man, but I ain't for that goody two-shoes shit, man. That goody two-shoes shit is the problem now, man. I mean, sometimes you got to fight. Like you said, you got to do all this shit. You can't be sitting around twiddling your thumbs talking about I'm praying to the Lord that shit change and do this. Nigga, you got to do something. He told them, go take the promised land. He ain't say pray for that motherfucker, and he was going to come down and do something. He told them to go in there and take that motherfucker. It's giants in there. I don't give a fuck. Go take it. You want it? Go kill the giants then. Do what it takes to figure out what it takes to solve the problem. This shit ain't hard. This shit ain't this and that. Hassan Campbell said he got information that a lockdown bought up forever. Well, nigga, use the information and lock that nigga up forever. It's over with. What the fuck we talking about? What's all this conversation? David said, oh, you need, y'all scared to fight Goliath? I go down and cut that motherfucker head off. Motherfucker say, you will? Well, let's see you do it. He went down there and cut the motherfucker head off. You could say, oh, that's fictional. That's metal. That's metaphysical. Or that's a, whatever the fuck term. I can't think of it now. It's a, whatever. Fake ass story or whatever. But when you listen to that story, he said he had the answer. He went down and cut the motherfucker head off. No conversation. We ain't got to be worried, scared, or no more problems. David took care of the shit. You know what I'm saying? He slayed the giant. He slayed the Goliath. He had everybody else scared. David fucked them up. Game over. Nothing else to talk about. So, if Hassan got the goddamn sword and he could cut Bam head off, what the fuck you waiting on, nigga? We waiting on you to go down there and cut the goddamn giant head off so we ain't got to worry about this shit no more. Don't put it on me. Don't put it on Sinetta. Don't put it on Tazariak, Irritated Genie, Young Pharaoh, and everybody else, nigga. When you say you got the evidence, if that's the case, tell me the evidence, and I go tell the goddamn police. If you scared to go tell the police, you tell me, I go tell the police for you, okay?
I guess that's fair. All right, Ezra Doctrine, I will see you later. I'll be watching the show. Peace out.
All right.